We sent messengers as bringers of good tidings and warners, so that mankind will have no argument against Allah after the messengers. And ever is Allah exalted in might and wise.
Assalamu alaikum. Well, now that's more like it. I like this. This is looking good. You guys are all attentive and ready to go, mashallah. And this good behavior encourages me, makes me want to sit with you and talk to you even more about our subject, about prophets. You remember we were talking about prophets, right?
Yes.
And we were talking about prophet came with a message. Yeah?
Yeah.
Who remembers the message?
La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah.
That's exactly right. La ilaha illallah. There's no God to worship except one God, right? But the problem comes in that not everybody tells the truth. Some people tell the truth and some people don't tell the truth. So if a prophet comes to us and tells us anything, we should believe them. But what if somebody comes to us, says they're a prophet, but they're really not a prophet? Uh-oh. Now we'd have a problem, right? So how would we find out? Well, we have to use our head. You can use your brain, right? Now, if somebody came to your house, knocking on the door, and they said, I want to come in your house. Would you just open the door and let them come in? You don't even know who they are? Would you?
No.
You would say, who are you? Yeah? And then maybe they would say, I work for the telephone company and I want to look at your telephone. Would you now open the door and just let them walk in?
No.
Not yet. Okay, especially if you look around your house and you discover you don't even have a telephone. Who is this guy, right? Why should I let this guy come in the door? He said, I'm with the telephone company. We'll ask him for what? Proof. Can we ask him for proof? Yeah. Can you prove who you are? He said, of course I can. So, okay, tell us, how will I know? He said, well, because telephone company doesn't lie, right? I work for the telephone company, therefore I can't lie, so let me in your house. You let him in now?
No.
No. Now he's sounding even worse, doesn't he? He said, look, if you have some proof, maybe we'll think about it. What proof do you have? And then if he said, well, I have my ID. I have some, you know, photograph and information about me on a card. It shows I work for the phone company. Now will you let him in?
No.
Wait a minute. I want to see it. He said he had it, but I didn't see it yet. I want to see it, okay? He said, okay. But I don't have it with me. I'll bring it later. No. I want to see your proof. Give us the proof so we can see who you are. Make sense? Now, if he brings a picture, an ID, and it says he works at the phone company, maybe he's telling the truth. But should also be a phone number. And we'll call and check and see if he really is the right person. Make sense? But if we look, we said, oh, but there's no phone number on here. He said, oh, we don't have a phone. How are you working for the phone company and you don't have a telephone? Duh. Okay, hold on a second. Let's think about this. If he's really who he says he is, there should be some way we could prove it. Otherwise, I'm not going to open the door. Make sense? All right, now, using what we just talked about, letting somebody in our door, what about a prophet? Because if somebody comes to tell me about something that I can't see, like Jannah or Jahannam. Somebody's telling me about paradise. Somebody's trying to tell me about hellfire. Somebody's telling me there's a God. Somebody's saying things about Bibles or Qurans, things like that. But how do I know if I can believe this guy? I need to find more proof, yes? But what proof would I have? What would be his identification? How can I verify? I just want to be sure because I don't know. So what kind of proof would a prophet have to have? Now, if he just pulled out a piece of paper, has his picture on there, and said, this is Prophet George, or this is Prophet Bill, or Prophet Betty, or Sarah, is that okay?
No.
No, I don't think so. Especially if I look at it, I think you just made that up in the parking lot. I think you just did that. So how will I know? Well, if they really came from God, if there really is a God, and they really came from God, then the proof that they have should be something only God could do. Make sense? So let's give an example about that. Let me think. How about Musa? You know who Musa is? Moses?
Yes.
Okay. Musa, alayhi salam, peace be upon him. Remember, we're going to say this about all the prophets. We're going to say, alayhi salam, peace be upon him, right? So, Musa, or Moses, he had some miracles that came with him. Because he went to Pharaoh. You know, Pharaoh was like the king of Egypt or something like that. And Pharaoh, he was telling people that he's the Lord. He wants people basically to pray to him, worship him. It was really bad. And he used to kill people just for fun, something to do in the afternoon. Are you busy? No, let's go kill some people. You know, he didn't care. So this is the kind of man he was, really bad. Now Musa, alayhi salam, went to him and was telling him, you know what? I am the prophet of Allah. I am a messenger of Allah. And I'm here for my people. Let them go. Because, see, Pharaoh had the people of Moses trapped, making them work like slaves. Horrible. So the Pharaoh, he said, nah, you're no problem. Get out of here. Besides, he wants people to pray to him. If you say that there's another God, well, that doesn't work for Pharaoh anyway. So what happened? Well, to prove it, God sent miracles with Musa, alayhi salam. Let me give you some examples of what happened. When Pharaoh rejected the message, he said, nah, I don't need that. So Allah made things happen. Well, you know what one of the things that happened? Bugs. Ugly, nasty bugs. You know, insects? They just came all over, everywhere. And they were destroying everything. And they wouldn't go away until Pharaoh said, okay. But after he did that, the bugs went away. But then he said, never mind, I changed my mind. And Allah brought another one on him. One time, Allah made all the ground dry. And there was no water for the people to drink. And he said, okay. And then Allah made the water come, and guess what? He said, nah, I'm still not going to let them go. He still didn't want to believe. Now, Moses, had a helper. Even his helper was his brother named Harun. His own brother said, yes, he's really a prophet. This is a prophet. He said, so I still don't believe you. You know why? He doesn't want to accept the signs. Clear proof. Many signs. We've talked about the locusts. There's mention of frogs. A whole bunch of frogs. That'd be pretty gross, wouldn't it? Ugh. So many things came. Still. Even the water turned into blood. Not only they don't have water, now what they do have turns into blood. It's running like blood. Nobody could drink it. And he said, okay, yeah, all right, you can go. But as soon as Allah made it stop and come back to normal, again, look what this guy does. He's bad. Now, another thing that Pharaoh did, he had magicians. Now, these magicians used to come and trick the people to think that Pharaoh has some power. So they would take things like sticks and things like that, throw them out, and make these sticks through their little trickery look like snake, moving around, twitching on the ground, and the people would be like, whoa, you know, but it was just tricks. So Pharaoh's going to bring his magicians with their tricks. But Musa, alayhi salam, was sent by Allah, and Allah told him what to do. What should he do? Allah told him, take your stick. Now he had what's called asa, stick. And Allah told him, take your stick and throw it down, and it's going to become what?
Snake.
Exactly right. And then he said, Allah told him, stretch out your hand to get your stick, and the snake's going to turn back to a stick. It'll be okay. Don't be afraid. It'll be all right. So when they came, the magicians said, who should go first? And actually they said, who should throw first? Should the magicians throw their thing or should Musa? Musa told them, go ahead. You go ahead. Throw your thing. And they did. They threw their sticks out there, and the little, probably had strings or something with it, you know, something stupid. But the people were going, oh, look, 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 the little sticks are becoming sticks. And then Musa, alayhi salam, threw down his stick, only became a giant, real snake. And the snake ate up all of those fake snakes. And then when Musa, alayhi salam, stretched out his hand, the snake turned back to stick, and he picked it up. And look, it's just a stick. Now the magicians were looking like, excuse me, where's my little magic trick? This must be, oh my God, there really is a God. There really is a law, and Moses is the messenger. And right away they did what people do when they recognize that there really is Allah. They put their head on the ground and they bow down to Allah. And that's what they did. Now, all the time, Pharaoh is watching this stuff. He's on a big throne, you know, like, hey, what's up with that, you know? And then when he saw his magicians bowing down, and they said, we believe in the God of Moses. We believe in the God of Moses. Now, Pharaoh's going, these guys, yep, they made a deal with Moses and they're just tricking me. That's it. You guys, you sold me out. That's it. I'm going to have you drawn and quartered. I'm going to have them beat you. They're going to cut your leg, cut your arm. I'm going to have to do all. And you know what they said? We don't really care. We don't care what you do because you're not Allah. We only believe in Allah. So do what you do. Is that amazing? Wow. And that's not the only prophet that had signs. And that's not the only signs that Moses had. But that's sure a pretty good one, isn't it? Imagine a stick turns into what? Snake? And eats up their little magic? Do you know that when Moses, alayhi salam, peace be upon him, was taking the children of Israel away from Pharaoh, because they got away, they escaped, and they were going like, let's go, you know? And they were bringing all their goodies and stuff that they had from Egypt. And they had lots of stuff, man, lots of stuff. And then they were going, let's get out of here. And they went and they went and they went. And then they came up to the, what's called the Red Sea. Red Sea. It's Bahar, big sea. Now, this sea is so big. I've been there, by the way. And I looked across as far as I could see. And you know what? I couldn't see the other side. That's how big it is. It's not like a river. No, it's not like this little pond. No, it's so big. You look, and you can't see the other side. I even got in a boat, and we went, and we went, and we went half of the day. We still couldn't see the other side. So it's big. Now, when they got to the water, and they were up against the water like this, they realized Pharaoh changed his mind. And here Pharaoh came with all of his army. And these guys are not just some people going out for a picnic, you know what I mean? They were having their weapons and everything, and they were coming right at the poor children of Israel. And here they're trapped right up against the water. And you know what? Instead of saying, oh, Allah help us, you know what they did? They got mad and they blamed Moses. Yeah. They said, look at you. You brought us out to this mess. Oh, we didn't want to do that. So what happened? Allah made something amazing happen. And he told Moses, stretch out your stick. Same stick, asa. Remember the asa? Yeah. Stretch it out, and then he popped the top of the water. Guess what happened? The water opened up. Yeah, it just opened up. It opened up so wide and so far apart that all the people could walk through and not even get their feet wet. Now, how can this happen? Could this happen? No, this is not possible. I don't believe any person can do such a thing, even no matter how much equipment you have. You're not going to take the Red Sea and just go, shh, shh, go ahead, take a walk. Can't happen. It's not going to happen. So only Allah can do it. You're right. But Allah did it. And it was a big proof to the children of Israel, and it was a big proof to Pharaoh. Children of Israel went in and they followed Moses. I'm sure they must have been a little bit scared. What do you think? Would you be afraid? Oh, I'd be afraid. With water up way up like that, water way up like that. But they went through. And as they were going through, Pharaoh went in after them. Now, I'm sure somebody with Pharaoh was going, hey, are you stupid? What are you doing? But he's like, go. So they were going, you know. But guys, can you imagine somebody with Pharaoh? But guys, you know, look at this. This is not real. This is something weird. What's going on? And then what happened? Well, the children of Israel got on the other side. They were safe. No problem. But what happened to Pharaoh? Well, Allah closed the water in on them.
When the Pharaoh came in between, Allah closed the water.
Exactly. Exactly. And guess what happened?
He died.
Not quite. Not quite. He was drowning, and he was saying, okay, now I believe in the God of Moses. Now he's going to say it. Now, but he said that before. But every time he did it, he lied. Because as soon as the difficulty went away, he went back to his disbelief and saying that he was a god, right? So what happened? A big miracle. The water opened up, went through, came on him. He said, I believe in the God of Moses. Now the angels see this guy. They know he's a bad dude, right? But they didn't like that. So what do they want to do? They want to shut him up. And they're going to put hand over his mouth so he can't say it. But it doesn't matter to Allah, because Allah knows what's in the heart. It doesn't matter just you say something with your mouth, does it? Now look what Allah said. Allah said in the Quran that He is going to preserve this Pharaoh, preserve him in his body as a sign, as a sign. And here we are in these days, an amazing sign has come true. Because you see, some years ago, there was a scientist who lived in France, and they asked him to come to Egypt to examine Pharaoh's body. Now, there were many pharaohs, but when they examined this body and they opened it up and they looked in, he said, this person died from drowning. This person died from what? Drowning. He said, this must be the real Pharaoh from the time of Moses. Oh, I can't believe it. Now, remember, this is a man who is a scientist. This is a man who is a very smart person. And he said, this must be the man who drowned, which is Pharaoh. And guess what? His body is preserved. Yes or no? Yeah, it's right there. Only this happened thousands of years ago. And guess what else happened? They took the body of this Pharaoh and put it in a real fancy looking, you know, display, and they took it all around the world. I saw it in Chicago. The same guy, Pharaoh, himself, and I saw him. How? All dried up, mummified, big holes where his eyes ought to be, but that was him. And they said he drowned. Amazing? Would you consider that a proof? I saw the guy. And I looked at it and I thought, wow, that's amazing, isn't it? So Allah said in the Quran that He had talked about Moses from before, and said, I'm going to preserve him. So when did this Quran come? Long time after Moses, and long before they discovered Pharaoh. So there's a proof, yes? It's only one of the many, many proofs that Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is one of the messengers of Allah. In fact, he's the last and the final messenger, but we're going to talk more about that later. All I want to talk about in this session that we're having now is this beautiful subject of proof. What is the proof? And so we look to other things for proof too. Now I want to mention something to you about some other prophets, because our subject only being proof, so it doesn't really matter which prophet we talk about. But I grew up as a Christian, and I knew a lot about Jesus. Peace be upon him. And I love Jesus very, very much. Because all Muslims love Jesus. He's very special. One of the miracles that came with Jesus, you know what it was? From the very beginning. Because he had no father, and he was a miracle. And his mother is the best woman that Allah created. That's what Allah said in the Quran. And then, from her, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Jesus. And Allah calls him Isa ibn Maryam, which means Jesus, the son of Maryam, or Mary. They say Mary today, but Maryam was really the name for her. It's amazing. Amazing because there's no father. There's no husband. There's no man involved. Now, check this out. Let's back up a second. Back up. A woman can't have a baby and she didn't see any man at all. That's impossible. Yeah. So how did this happen? Because it's a miracle. Now, she was a very good girl. She was the best girl. In fact, she was so good that she lived a special life in a special place. And it was that they used to check on her, and she was very, like, religious, very sweet, praying to Allah. And they would be amazed because all of a sudden food would be there. And it was food that was out of season. Delicious bananas or mangoes, oranges, lemons, many things that they said, well, this is not the season for that. How is she having all this food? Because how? The angels, I guess, bringing it to her, huh? And then when she meets Jibril, who is Jibril? You remember?
Angel.
Angel? Right. Angel of Allah. Jibril, or Gabriel as they call him, is there. And he's talking to her, and she's saying, who are you? Stay back away from me. Fear Allah. Get away from me. Who are you? And he said, I'm an angel from Allah. I'm Jibril. I'm the Ruh, the spirit who's come from Allah. And he began to tell her she's going to have a baby. She said, how is that going to happen? No man has ever touched me. He said, even though, whenever Allah wants something to happen, what will happen? It's going to happen. Allah just says, kun, fayakun. Be, and it is. Exactly. It's easy for Allah. Now, I want you to think about something. This is a miracle. And even today, all the Muslims say so, and all the Christians say so, that it's a miracle birth of Jesus. But have you thought about this? How about Eve? Eve. Huh? How was she born? Hawa. You remember Hawa, the story of Hawa? We talked about her. How did she come about? Because Allah took her out of the rib, a bone, from who? Adam. How? How did Allah take a bone out of Adam and make it become a woman? I think that's a pretty big miracle too, do you? Yeah. And wait a minute. What about Adam? How did Allah make Adam? Didn't he make him from dirt? Clay? Yeah. How? Because Allah says, kun fayakun. So the creation of Adam, the creation of his wife, the creation of Jesus is all the same to Allah. Kun fayakun. Be. And it is. And that brings us to a wind-up on our program right now, because we're going to wind down with that. We're going to give a big salam to everybody, and we ask for Allah's peace to be with all of those who seek truth. Ameen.
Ameen.
But Him, the living and eternal.